This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Bigger Picture, and I'm T. Shao-Ik. Phase 2 and Phase 3 of the COVID-19 vaccination program are now underway. Here at BFM, we've been speaking to people who have gotten their jabs to share their positive experiences, especially senior citizens, in order to encourage those who may still be concerned about getting their jab. Here are their stories.
My name is Dominic Joseph. I originated from Petaling Jaya, and now I'm settled down in Kota Kinabalu, Sabah. I'm 59 years old, and I have gotten my COVID-19 jab.
I think let's start by looking at how things have been in Sabah.
Now, to fast forward the situation to the current period, the cases in the state, according to what has been reported, there has been a hike in terms of cases. And from reliable information, all the government hospitals, the medical staff, and all the frontliners are stretched to the limits. Mm. And this is a fact. Right? Now, if you go down to ground zero, if I were to drive around or go to the complex to buy some essentials, you'd find that there's a sort of a gloominess in the air. You know, and I find that this gloominess is not because of the COVID-19. Sorry, this is just my personal opinion. I just find that this gloominess hanging on the air is simply due to the unlimited amount of negative news that flows into your WhatsApp and the kind of conversations that we have on news that is unconfirmed and unverified. I think this is the biggest problem in terms of why the situation is such.
And has the disease come close to you? Have you had friends or family members who had COVID?
All right. At first, we were going about very confidently, you know, moving around and so on. Suddenly, about several months ago, my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law, who are close, and his wife, who are close to us, very close to us, were contacted with COVID-19. Mm. And that jolted us simply because my wife and I had to go for COVID tests ourselves. Yeah. And thankfully, we were negative, and we were sort of quarantined for 14 days and then go for the second test. Now, when the couple, husband and wife, were admitted to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, at that time, the vaccines were not rolled out yet. And he was on oxygen, the husband was on oxygen, and she too was going through a critical period for almost 2 weeks. Mm. That really gave us a jolt, because we were so concerned how this is going to turn out to be because of experience of handling such a virus is so new to the state, yeah, and to the hospitals and to the medical staff. So we prayed. And thankfully, and with all the wonderful treatment given by the hospital, they recovered. So that was the first direct jolt.
And then eventually vaccinations started coming into the country. Now,
yes,
for you personally, what made you decide to go and get the vaccine?
First thing first. I was drowned with skepticism, with all that positiveness in me, and with all the news that is being bombarded on your WhatsApp from all the unconfirmed and unverified sources, I was drowned in skepticism. But then I must give credit here again to Dr. Giri, because why? He had come out with a lot of interviews, a lot of information out there for the public to read, and he, in fact, encouraged us to read all this information, and slowly but surely, the confidence level built up, number one. Number two, I love watching Channel News Asia. Mm-hmm. Now, when I see the Singapore government and the public, what they were doing, giving their best to ensure the economy opens up, I said, if they are able to do it, I can also do my little bit. Mm. So I must support the initiatives taken by the Ministry of Health Malaysia, as well as the Jabatan Kesihatan Sabah. And all I need to do is just roll up my sleeves and get a jab. That's so difficult. So my wife and I decide, and my circle of friends, in-laws, and so on and so forth, were absolutely certain that we needed to get our jabs, because if we don't get our jabs, we are not going to break this chain. It's nothing got to do with politics. There's absolutely nothing to do with any political party. This is a worldwide problem, and we as citizens need to do our bit. So with the correct information and with what I've seen happening in Singapore through Channel News Asia, I decided we have to do our bit now.
What had you been skeptical about?
Oh, no. Skeptical not in terms of... It is the information that comes into your WhatsApp. Because every quack scientist out there comes up with, I am Dr. So-and-so. I have found out that this COVID-19 disease. Then when I go to Google and check, no need to ask an expert, just go to Google and you check. There's no such person, there's no such information. Or even if there's such an information, it just circulates among that small group. So this is not news that is appearing in the mainstream media. It is just a group of people creating a sort of confusion. Nothing to do with experts, nothing to do with the government, nothing to do with the scientists. And then when I check on CNN or the other news networks, there's nothing going on. It's just this unnecessary news that is appearing on your WhatsApp, and I feel that we should delete it. Just for example, today, before anyone says good morning, there are three or four news items on COVID, which is absolutely not from the main news networks. This is just someone creating a story and they send it to your WhatsApp, and then we get drowned by it. But anyway, now I am a total convert, and therefore I and my friends are promoting very aggressively to whoever whom we know that it's important that you get your COVID-19 jabs.
Have you seen the sentiment change around you, especially in Sabah, especially in the community in Sabah?
Okay. I just talk about my small circle of friends, you don't mind. All of us are skeptics. You know, the Mr. Knowles go out for a cup of tea and, oh, we've got to be worried about the vaccination. But I'll tell you very frankly, most of them have got their second dose already. And most of them are already promoting it. And today, they dare not talk about unconfirmed and unverified news. Otherwise, it'll make all of us look like fools. So we should be focused on doing our part, and that is just to be able to break that chain and go for your jabs. We are all mature individuals. The Health Ministry and the Department of Health, Sabah, are doing their best. So we just oblige, go for the jab. Nothing wrong with that.
Any final words of advice for those of us listening who may still be doubtful about registering or going for the vaccination? What would your message to them be?
My message, personal message, is me and my friends have been skeptics. When the My Sejahtera registration first started, I pretended not to know about it due to fear. Because so many people were saying so many things, and you get so much information on your WhatsApp. Then as time went on, I found that all this information is not verified and it's not qualified. Please understand, our medical fraternity in Malaysia are of world standards. I'm not saying this to please anyone, but it is a fact. Go and read your history. Go and check your history. We are not newbies in infectious disease. We have been in this infectious disease market for a very, very, very long time. And we have created history in many areas of medicine. So I have built confidence in myself, knowing that we are on top of the game and we will be well taken care of as soon as you go to the hospital. So I would really recommend, if you have loved ones around you, you have people who have just gone into the job market, you want the economy to open up, and you just look at the, if you don't believe me, look at what's happening around the world. Countries that have experienced worse numbers in terms of the COVID-19 virus are now improving simply because they are getting their vaccinations, they are following the standard operating practice, social distancing, wearing the mask, high levels of hygiene and cleanliness. So if you follow this, you will be able to help the economy get back on its feet.
And that was Dominic Joseph, 59 years old, now based in Kota Kinabalu, Sabah, recounting his experience of going for the COVID-19 vaccination. If you know of anyone who is a skeptic, like Dominic was, maybe you'd like to share his story with them. You can look for the podcast on BFM.my or on our BFM app by searching for COVID-19 vaccine stories. Do register for your vaccination on your MySejahtera app or on vaccinecovid.gov.my. This has been The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.